Let's look at this problem about the light signal. So the problem reads, a light signal is sent from the origin of a system K at time t equal to 0 to the point x equal 3 meters, y equal 5 meters, z equal 10 meters. So presumably it starts at x equals 0, y equals 0, and z equals 0, which is the origin of the problem. At what time t is the signal received? That's what we want to do in the first part. Then we want to find the coordinates for the receipt of the signal in the moving system, k prime, that's moving along the x-axis of k at a speed of 0.8 c. Then we want to verify that the light travels at speed c in the k prime system. Okay, so what do we know in this problem? Well, what we know is that the light signal in system k was sent at t equal to 0 to this position, x equal 3 meters, y equal 5 meters, and z equal to 10 meters, and it starts at x equals 0, y equals 0, z equals 0. So when is the signal received? Well, the signal is simply received at the time t equal the distance traveled divided by the speed of light, because the light travels at the speed of light. So we can simply find the distance by taking the square root of x squared plus y squared plus z squared, which I've written down here. I haven't put the units in here. I put the units at the very end after I took the square root. So I have the square root of x squared, or 3 squared, plus y squared, which is 5 squared, and 10 squared. And then I divide this by 3.0 times 10 to the 8th meters per second. Generally, we're going to use the speed of light to be just 3.0. So if I go ahead and do this, then I get 3.86 times 10 to the minus 8 seconds. Now let me warn you, with WebAssign, and you're going to find this problem to be true, you always want to do the calculations probably to as many significant figures, well, certainly to 4 or 5 significant figures, and you probably want to get in the habit of your calculator, if that's how you're doing it, to just leave all your digits in there. So I've actually written this down, it's 3.8586. Now sometimes it won't matter, but remember the WebAssign numbers have to be accurate to 1%, and you will just save yourself a lot of trouble if you go ahead and, you know, use many more significant figures than you think are really significant in the problem. Now, like in this case, we're only given the x to 3 and the y to 5, and you might argue, well, we only know the answer to one significant figure. Well, that may be true, but you need to get in the habit, because of WebAssign, the internet grading service, of writing out several significant figures. Okay, find the event. That's the answer to A part, 3.86 times 10 to the minus 8 seconds. So now let's find the event, x prime, y prime, z prime, t prime in system k prime. Well, we know that the system k prime moves along the x-axis of the system at rest, k, and we were given in the problem that it moves at 0.8 c. So if we want to find the event in the moving system, I think we just want to use the Lorentz transformation. I think that's the most straightforward way. The Lorentz transformation says that x prime is equal to gamma times x minus vt. Well, we were just given that the v is equal to 0.8 c. We know the value of x. We know the value of t, we just calculated that. What we don't know is gamma, so we need to calculate gamma. That's fairly straightforward. Gamma is equal to 1 over the square root of 1 minus beta squared, where remember beta is v over c, so it's 1 over the square root of 1 minus v squared over c squared. Well, we were given that v was equal to 0.8c, so v over c is equal to 0.8, so we just have 1 over 1 minus 0.8 squared here. If you work this out, this is 5/3 of 1.66667. Again, I'm writing it out to several significant figures to make sure we don't have a problem with accuracy. So let's go ahead and calculate x prime. So now we have x prime. We're looking at this equation right here, remember. I put in 5/3 for gamma, 3 meters for x. V is 2.4 times 10 to the 8th meters per second, because V was given to us as 0.8c. And now, this we assume now is 2.4000, and now we want to put in the time, and I think we might be better off putting in the time to more significant figures than I calculated here, so I put it in as 3.859. So I calculate that to be minus 10.44 meters, and this number I'm sure is good to this digit, and it's probably also good to that one. So within 1%, I think we probably have this answer. Now remember, since the system K prime is moving along the x-axis, there are no difference for y and z. So y prime is equal to y and z prime is equal to z. So now we have x prime, y prime, and z prime, but now we need to know what t prime is. So Let's just go to the Lorentz transformation then for T prime. And this is what we have. T prime is equal to gamma times T minus Vx over C squared. Well, let's see now if we have all these parameters. Gamma we just calculated a little bit ago. It was 5/3. T was the time we calculated in part A is 3.859 × 10⁻¹ seconds. V was given to us in the problem as 0.8C, so it's 2.4 × 10⁸ meters per second. X was given to us in the problem statement as 3 meters, so we put that in. And then here's C squared, 3.0 × 10⁸ meters per second squared. So that's a straightforward calculation, and I got T prime equal 5.098 × 10⁻¹ seconds. Again, I always do things to at least 4 significant figures, and sometimes I do more than that because, well, we'll see a good reason in a later problem. So now let's verify, part C, verify the light traveled at speed C in system K prime. Well, the speed is just going to be the distance traveled divided by the time, and we've now determined all that. So the total distance traveled, because it started at x equals 0, x prime equals 0 when they were originally, the event started, k and k prime had the same origin. So the distance traveled is the square root of x prime squared plus y prime squared plus z prime squared divided by t prime. So here's x prime that we just calculated, minus 10.44 meters. Y prime is equal to y, it's 5 meters. Z prime is equal to z, is 10 meters. And we just calculated t prime appear to be 5.098 × 10⁸. So I calculated this, and I actually got 3.001 × 10⁸ meters per second. So see, you might consider that I'm, move this up so you can see. So certainly I've gotten, I expect this to be 3.000, but this certainly is going to be good enough. So you could write this down as 3.0, but certainly for WebAssign purposes, and it doesn't hurt you in WebAssign, by the way, to put in several significant figures for the answer. I mean, this is one of the cases where the significant figure problem is different than we always teach you. We teach you to not put more numbers here than you know the original numbers, for example, but in WebAssign that's not the case. Okay, so this is a fairly straightforward application of the Lorentz transformation.